So application. First of all, in Texas, for certain, you want to confirm that the at-will status, that if hired, all employees are, don't say it if it's not true, but that, you know, if hired, you know, the employee will be an employee at will, and then define that. So it's, you know, that you can resign with or without cause, with or without notice. The company can terminate the relationship with or without cause, with or without notice. And then I would go further and make it clear that that concept cannot be modified by an oral agreement. In other words, and the way it's done is you say, no one within the company has the authority to alter an employee's at-will status other than in a written document signed by the employee and I would make it, if it's a smaller company, the CEO, even if it's a bigger company, if you want to, because usually very few people have for-cause contracts. So what you're trying to avoid here is anyone arguing that they had, and you can have an oral contract with an employee that gives them for-cause status. And you want to be able to avoid that. And so by putting this in your application and in your offer letter and in your handbook, you know, and making that very clear that no one has the authority to alter that unless it's signed by you and by the CEO and it's in writing, then you've avoided that risk that somebody's going to argue that they have an oral contract for cause. And I've been in that situation before where they argued that they did. And luckily in Texas, the cases say that has to have been very clear, but I had somebody who, it's amazing that the way that they worded their testimony was almost identical to that particular case, what would have to be said in order to take somebody from at-will status to cause status to a verbal kind of comment. So in any event, having that on your application helps. If you have arbitration agreements with your employees or a class action waiver or a jury waiver, you know, you might want to say in the application that, you know, something very short, you know, that if, you know, by signing this application, you agree that if there's any dispute, you'll be subject to, and it would be shortened, it wouldn't be a long one, but you'll agree to arbitrate any dispute through verbal A or whatever it's going to be, or you agree that you will waive a right to a jury and then, you know, whatever language goes with that. But, you know, one sentence should cut it. But that way, if somebody doesn't get hired and they're angry about that, then they would be obligated to follow the alternate dispute resolution process, just like your other employees do. So capturing that applicant pool that might have a claim. And that becomes more of an issue in a market where people are struggling to find jobs and it's tight. And so they're more likely to get desperate and sue for not getting a job. It's not a bad idea to put in there something to the effect that they release their current and prior employers to provide information confirming or regarding their prior employment. That doesn't hurt. It might have some value it doesn't really have a lot of value for you, but it may have a lot of value, or it may have some value for the prior employer if they get sued for having revealed something to you and they're sued for slander. I would say if you are being asked for information from another employer about one of your prior employees or current employee, I would not rely on that release, because that release is only valid to the extent that the employee had reason to believe that what is said could be said, right? So let's say I fire somebody and I tell them, we're just eliminating your position. And then a potential employer calls up and says, we're thinking about hiring, you know, employee X. And you say, well, actually employee X was terminated for violating our sexual harassment policy or for embezzlement. But that's not something you ever said to employee X. Then any release signed by employee X would not be valid as to that statement, because they had no reason to believe that that was going to be said to a potential employer. So I think it's risky to rely on the releases, but if you want to have one in order to try and encourage other employers to provide you information, I don't see that that hurts. You want something in the application at the bottom where they affirm that the information that they have given is both accurate and complete. And the complete part is important because often it's a sin of omission, not commission, meaning what they put in there may be true, but they've left out stuff like the three jobs where they were fired for embezzlement so that's going to be an issue. So you want to make sure that they're affirming that it's complete. And then when you ask them to list their job history, make sure that it's clear that they're being asked to list not just prior jobs that may be specific to this application, but any prior employment, right? So any job you've held within the last, whatever, 10 years, whatever it's going to be,